You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Story that's out right now that's not so much talking about what couples pay to get married or if parents are paying for it, what they're paying. It's actually putting the spotlight on people who were in the wedding and what they're having to fork over these days to be part of a wedding party. And I mean, all of it is escalating. There's some place not far from where I moved. It's actually pretty close. And it's one of those, it's like a private, it looked like an old home, but they've converted it so that people rent it out for weddings. And it's on this beautiful property and so forth and so on. And one of our neighbors told us that they think what it goes for is, like, if you want to book it for your wedding, it's something, I want to say, like $24,000,
$26,000
to rent this.
Just rent the venue.
20-something thousand dollars.
Isn't that crazy?
And I got to tell you, Jer, when I drive by on weekends, it's always hopping.
There is no shortage of people
who write the check to, you know, have the most, you know, wonderful place for their nuptials.
Believe me, I have thought about this many times. I've perused a few properties online thinking maybe we should scoop something like this up in the mountains and turn it into strictly some sort of entertainment venue. Because, I mean, the costs associated with something like that, owning it, is, I would think, fairly minimal. You just have to have the land and the structure. And then everyone comes in with their own, you know, tables and chairs and food and catering and bands. And you just have to have the venue, you know, and you could rake it in. Every weekend would be booked, especially now with the COVID stuff. People that didn't get to have weddings 2 years ago. Can you imagine what this summer's going to be like for everybody?
Explosive. I agree. And we talked about it, too, a few years ago, but we changed our minds after COVID hit because we realized, not just because of COVID, but there are so many things that could impact your business. If you're relying on that for your income, there's way too many things out of your control. And one of them is that I'm wondering if we're going to start seeing this backlash to wedding costs that... Right now, it's still kind of the thing that you spend a lot, but I start seeing more and more stories, and you've seen them too, where people are starting to rebel against the idea of going into debt for, you know, a three-hour event or four-hour event.
It's one day and all that, poof, that money's gone,
It's gone. And I don't know if...
I don't know. I personally don't see it slowing down because as they even talked about in this story, Pinterest is playing a role in this. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. It's no longer just a special day that you share with your friends and or your close friends and your family. You need to have this bombastic wedding because it's got to go all over social media and show people how popular you are. And
so
how incredible your wedding was.
Right?
So I feel like because of the social aspect, people are just one up. We got to get the chocolate fountain, man. It's going to look great on Instagram.
You may be right. I don't know.
I
mean, there is that whole, you know, comparing thing on
it's
social media.
It's competition, yes.
But how do we know that the, you know, 2 years from now, the competition is going to be who can have the most...
Who knows? Yeah, who knows?
I don't know. But we had a chat. I don't remember how long ago we were talking about a friend of mine who was supposed to be in 8 weddings in 1 year.
Yeah.
And like half of them were traveled, you know, destination weddings. And she was talking about how much it was going to cost her to be in weddings. So this is not what the bride and groom are paying. It's what she has to pay just to be part of their special
celebration.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was well into 5 figures in 1 year.
Oh, wow,
that she was going to have to shell out for all of this.
We were very aware of this when we planned our wedding, because I don't remember the numbers. What do we have, 5 and 5 on each side? something like that. But, like, you know, the ladies with their dresses, it gets really expensive. And I know Nicole went shopping like crazy and found dresses that were crazy affordable and shoes that were super cheap. And we got, like, jewelry from Kohl's and stuff. And I think we even paid for some of that for some of the bridesmaids. And we were just very cognizant of how much this costs. I'm trying to remember if I did anything for the guys, if I helped with tux rentals or something like that. I might have. I don't recall, but yeah, we were the bride and groom that felt bad that we were having this larger wedding and then everybody had to pay to be in it. So we chipped in and helped a little bit to kind of ease those costs.
There's a new survey that's out. It shows 2 out of every 3 people who are in a bridal party say that the costs are out of control. It's 2 out of every 3. They said we're fed up with it. And nearly 40% say they have regretted how much they spent on other people's weddings because of the pressure. Even if it was self-imposed, they say there was pressure for them to spend enough because these are your friends.
Yep.
You know.
You got to show them that you love them.
You got to show them that you care. We're wondering if you want to chime in with this. Like, how much did you pay in 1 year for other people's weddings? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. And here's a question. Has anyone who listens to our show ever said no to an invitation to be part of a bridal party because they just didn't want to spend the money? Especially if it was a destination wedding. Like if somebody says, hey, we're getting married in Hawaii. How many people have said,
pass.
I'll pass. Love you,
pass.
But I'll pass.
Yeah.
303-691-1649. And here's one last question. If you ask somebody to be part of your wedding and they turned you down because of the price, what's the question that I'm trying to ask? If you ask your
did you lose like a friendship?
Friends, and that, how would you react if somebody told you no because they didn't want to pay
right.
for it?
Did you kind of feel for them and understand, or did you ditch them? Did you kick them to the curb?
That's the question.
Okay.
Claire said, I spent almost $9,000 on 4 weddings in 1 year.
Oh, wow.
And now, 6 years later, I'm not even friends with 3 of those couples. It's insane. So yeah. 4 weddings, $9,000, and of the 4, she's only still in touch with one of the couples.
It seems to be a theme. Check out Nate here. He says, I spent $10,000 throwing my friend an epic bachelor party between limo, fancy restaurant, night at the club, bottle service, etc., etc. $10,000. 8 years later, he's moved to Alaska and we're not even really in touch anymore. Ugh, I feel sick about it now. That's Nate. Just for one night, one bachelor party.
No thanks.
No thanks, Nate. That was a dumb move.
And then one last one before we go to the phones. Trish says, and this is what we wondered about. She goes, I lost a friendship over this. I agreed to be in a good friend's wedding, and then the costs started adding up. I was just out of college and struggling to pay all my bills, and this wedding would have cost me about $3,000 out of pocket. So I said I had to regretfully withdraw. She never spoke to me again.
Jeez.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. If somebody unfriends you for that, you don't want them as your friend.
They weren't really a friend in the first place, were they?
Hashtag truth.
Single tear rolling down my cheek.
Hashtag truth.
You don't need them.
If they unfriend you because you don't want to drop $3,000 for their wedding, you don't need to be friends with those people
in your life.
Heck no. Here's Cynthia on the phone. Cynthia, good morning.
Good morning, Dom. This is Cynthia. I don't know if you remember me.
Do you remember her, Dom?
How could I ever forget you?
He's always talking about Cynthia every day.
Are you crazy?
Non-stop Cynthia stories.
Cynthia the lawyer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cynthia the lawyer. Oh, yes, yeah. I remember
did
Cynthia
the
lawyer.
Did she sue you, Dom?
She absolutely did. Twice. No, I'm just kidding.
And 3 times on Sunday. So,
What do you want to say about all of this?
Well, I was telling the call screener that I had probably been in about 20 weddings by the time I was getting married in my mid-30s. And I was already resentful of all the money that I had spent on all these different events. But yeah. My fiance and I just decided we weren't going to do that to our friends. So I just had my best friend as my maid of honor, and he had his best friend as his best man. And we just kept it a very intimate bridal party because I didn't feel like I needed to be princess for the day. Nobody needed to throw a big anything for me. And it was wonderful. It was a lovely venue. We had about 80 of our closest friends and family and not asked for anything, but my maid of honor actually wore the bridesmaid's dress I wore in my brother's wedding.
Nice. Repurpose it.
Have you ever gone back and just tried to do a rough estimate on the 20 weddings that you were in, what that might have cost you cumulatively?
Oh, easily over $20,000. Yeah,
that's insane.
That's a lot of money, Cynthia.
And you know what? It was a wonderful wedding, and everyone had a great time. So I don't understand dropping tens of thousands of dollars for a four-hour party. It doesn't make any sense to me, especially when you consider half of them are going to get divorced anyway.
Yeah, it does not compute. I know.
Cynthia, it's really good to hear from you. Thanks for calling, and I hope you have a great day, okay?
Yeah, you too, guys. Nice talking to you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Here comes Peter. Peter, good morning.
Hey, morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good, Peter Pan.
We're doing great. What do you got to say?
Good. Yeah, so I have seen that, like, statistically, the more that you spend on a wedding, the more likely it is to end up in divorce. I don't know if you guys have heard that before.
I've seen stories like that because at some point it just becomes more about the wedding and the event than the two of you, you know, having a special day, and that you lose the love aspect of it, and it's just all about, you know, who's got the best centerpieces. It's a battle. It's a battle, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a surprise that if you put more stock in the wedding than in the marriage, that it's not going to last.
Absolutely.
It's not the wedding, it's the marriage that's important, right? So,
Yeah.
Why, Peter, do you have firsthand knowledge of this?
No, I'm not married. I'd like to get married. I'd like to have a family and everything. But, I mean, I think my girlfriend and I are on the same page as, you know, as far as, we'd like to have key people there, like our family and maybe a couple of friends, but I don't know, man. It seems like the more extravagant, the more stressful. Yeah, I saw it firsthand in my sister's wedding. So, yeah.
How much did she spend in her wedding?
Oh man, don't tell my dad this. Hopefully,
all right, it'll be our secret.
I think he put down. Or took out a loan and put a vehicle as collateral against her wedding.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
No joke.
Insane. Insane. Yeah. Hey, so how about this girlfriend of yours? You think she's the one?
She better be.
Oh, whoa.
I don't know if I'm the one.
Why? Because you don't want to start over again? Or
what? He doesn't
want
to go through the whole process again.
I have a lot to live up to.
Yeah. Well, good luck, man.
Where did you meet her?
Oh, shoot. So, crazy story. We grew up in the same town out in southeast Kansas, and she moved to Australia when we were in high school, and then she moved back to Los Angeles. All the meantime, I went to college and then moved out to Denver. I saw that she moved back to Los Angeles, and then I started seeing her about almost 3 years ago, and then had her move to, or asked her. She came on her own, but she moved out to Denver with me, so...
You're right, man. That's quite a process. You don't want to start over.
I don't want to start over.
Yeah.
No.
She moved for you, man. You better propose.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Just be a good man, Peter.
Do I sound like her right now?
Just be a good man.
You sound like
I moved out here for you. Where my ring at?
Where my ring, man?
Hey, all right, Peter.
She's asking me for a house too, and I'm like, I don't know, babe. Right now, it's crazy in Denver. But
Peter, thank you for your time.
Thanks,
and
man.
Good luck to you, buddy. Okay.
All right, guys. I listen to you every morning. Have a good one.
Thank you, sir.
We appreciate
you. Very kind.
Well, I don't know. Is the based on the phone calls that we've received, is the trend going to switch to people just not putting up with the price anymore?
I honestly don't know.
I don't know.
It's going to depend on the person, I guess.